大家早上好。
Good morning。
我们先请翻开以赛亚书第34章。
Let's read Book of Isaiah, Chapter 34.
以赛亚书三十四章，我们要读第九节到第十一节。
Isaiah 34, verse 9-11.
以赛亚书三十四章。第九节到第十一节，好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
第九节，以东的河水变为石油，尘埃要变成硫磺，地土成为烧着的石油，昼夜总不熄灭，烟气永远上腾，必世世代代成为荒废。永永远远无人经过。继续。鹈鹕见猪，却要得为业；猫头鹰、乌鸦要住在其间。耶和华必将空虚的准绳、混沌的线砣拉在其上。好。
Edom's string will be turned into pitch.Her dust into burning sulfur. Her land will become blazing pitch. It will not be quenched night or day. Its smoke will rise forever. From generation to generation, it will lie desolation. No one will ever pass through it again. The desert hawk and hedgehog will possess it. The great owl and the raven will nest there.God will stretch out over Edom the measuring line of chaos and the palm line of desolation.
这是我们最近在唐城成根的时候所读到的一章圣经。
This is a chapter that in our morning devotion in Sugarland.
当我们读到第十一节的时候，这个空虚的准绳和混沌的线砣。吸引我的注意。
When we read verse 11, this measuring line of chaos and the plumb line of desolation, draw my attention.
因此我就有一些寻求哈，来思想，为什么准绳会变成空虚了？为什么这个线砣会变成混沌了
？So I would seek before the Lord.I ask why the measuring line becomes chaos and the plumb line becomes desolation.
因为准绳和线砣原来是一个标准，是应该是非常的清楚的。
Because the measuring line and the plumb line is a standard, is very clear.
所以空虚的准绳本身是一个矛盾的一件事。
So, the plumb line of desolation, it's a very contradict itself.
如果是准绳的话，就不应该是空虚的。如果是空虚的话，怎么能够成为准绳？
If it is a measuring line, it should not be chaos. If it's chaos, cannot be the measuring line.
但是明明在这里说呢，在以东那块地上，神把一个空虚的准绳和混沌的线砣拉在其上。
But here tells us God stretched out over Edom the measuring line of chaos.And the plumb line of desolation.
因此，这就是今天早晨的交通的题目，题目叫做“空虚的准绳”。
This is my sharing topic this morning. It is the plumb line of desolation.
我们要来一同的思想这个准绳如何变为空虚的。
Let us to think about how this measuring line becomes chaos.
我们再读一处圣经，在创世纪第二十五章。
Another scripture we read is Genesis chapter 25.
我们要读29节到34节。
Verse 29-34.
创世纪25章29节到34节。
Genesis chapter 5, verse 29-34.
好，中文我们大家一起来读。29节，有一天，雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来，累昏了。以扫对雅各说：“我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。”因此，以扫又叫以东。雅各说：“你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。” 以扫说，我将要死，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？雅各说，你今日对我起誓吧。以扫就对他起了誓，把长子的名分卖给了雅各。于是雅各将饼和红豆汤给了以扫，以扫吃了喝了便起来走了。这就是以扫轻看他长子的名分。
Once when Jacob was cooked some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I am famished. That is why he was also called Edom. Jacob replied, First sell me your birthright. Look, I am about to die, Esau said. What good is the birthright to me? But Jacob said, Swear to me first. So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and some lentil stew. He ate and drank, and then he got up and left. So Esau despised his birthright.
最后我们读哥林多后书第四章十八节。
Lastly, we will read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
哥林多后书第四章第十八节。好，我们一起来。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。好，我们再低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你，我们能够有这样宝贵的时间，再一次不但聚在你饼杯的面前，也能够来到你话语的光中。
Lord, we thank you. You give us a chance this morning. We can come before you.And to read your precious words.
我们知道我们离开了主，我们什么都不能做。
We know that apart from you, we cannot do anything.
离开了主，人不能够为主说话。
Depart from you, we cannot speak for you.
我们离开了主，我们也没有办法听见主的话。
Depart from you, there's no way that we can hear your words.
因此我们愿意在这个时候来到主的面前。向主承认说我们需要你。
Therefore, this morning we come before you. We admit that, Lord, we need you.
我们传的人需要你，翻译的人需要你，听讲的人也需要你。
The speaker, the translator, and all the listeners, we all need you.
因此，这是我们众人同心的一个祷告。
This is a prayer in accord.
求主与我们同在。
May you be with us this morning.
在这些话语的当中，成为我们的亮光。
And may your words become the light of our life.
我们真愿意把这个时间交给你。
We truly place the following time into your hands.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
这个准神啊，在旧约里面经常出现。
The plumb line appears in the Old Testament many times.
而特别准神出现的时候呢，都是在这个先知所看的异象的当中。
It mostly appear in the vision of the prophets.
我们发现呢，许多的先知都同样看到了这个准神在他们的异象里面。
We see many prophets, they see the same plumb line in their vision.
比如说我们在阿摩斯第七章第七节里面，阿摩斯就曾经告诉我们他看过一个准神。
For example, in book of Amos,in chapter 7, verse 7, he used to see that plumb line.
他说他又指示我一件事，有一道墙是按准神建筑的，主手拿准神站在其上。
And then he saw it, the Lord told him, the Lord was standing by a wall that has been built, choose to plumb, building a wall.A wall that has been built, choose to plumb with a plumb line in his hand.
所以在这个意象的里面，阿摩斯看见了三件事。
In this vision, Amos saw three things.
他看见主。
He saw the Lord.
他看见了一个墙。
He saw a wall.
他看见了一个准绳。
He saw a plumb line.
那个墙就代表以色列人。
The wall represents the people of Israel.
神要把以色列人建造成一道墙。
God will build the Israelites into to a wall.
就是主的见证。
That is the testimony of the Lord.
那就是那个墙所代表的。
That is what the wall represents.
那准绳是神的标准。
And the plumb line is the standard of God.
如果主要把神的百姓建造成他的见证的话，神必须要按照一个标准来建造。
If the Lord wants to build His people to a testimony, He will has to build according to a standard.
那个标准就是准绳。
That standard is the plumb line.
所以阿摩斯就看到了这个意象。
So Amos see this vision.
就是主要把他的百姓建造成一座一道墙，就是主的见证。
That is, the Lord will build His people into a wall. That is testimony of the Lord.
但是要造成这个见证的时候呢，主必须要按照一个标准，那个标准就是准绳。
When He build a wall, He needs follow a standard. That standard is the plumb line.
那这个准绳的意义是什么呢？
What's the significance of this plumb line?
如果我们要知道属灵的意义的话，
If we want to know this, the spiritual meaning of this,
我们就必须要回到那个起初的地方。
We need to go back to the origin.
看看这个准绳到底是代表什么。
And then see, what does this plumb line represent?
如果我们记得的话，当以色列人出埃及到了第三个月的头一天的时候，
If we remember when the Israelites on the first day of the third month,
他们就来到了西乃山的旷野。
They went to the wilderness of Mount Sinai.
因此在那个地方神就对他们说了，
So God said to them,
他就让以色列人聚到他的面前。
They gathered Israelites before him.
他就向以色列人说这个话。
He said to them,
他说我从前向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了。
You have seen what I did to Egypt.
且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
And you see how I carry you on eagle's wing and brought you to myself.
如今你们若实在听从我的话遵守我的约，我就要在万民中做属，你们就要在万民中做属我的子民。
Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then you will be my treasured possessions. You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
因为全地都是我的，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。所以我们看见呢，神向以色列人说了这一段话里面呢，也同样有三件事情。
So you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. So we see God told Israelites it still contains three things.
同样的，我们看见神说话了，所以这里有神。
We see God speaks so that we see God.
在这段话里面呢，我们又看到了一道墙。
And in this paragraph, we also see a wall.
那个墙是什么呢？
What is that wall?
那个墙就是祭司的国度，就是圣洁的国民。
That is the kingdom of priests and the holy nation.
是属神的子民。
That's the God's treasure possession.
这是神在他百姓中所要建的一道墙。
That is the wall that the Lord will build.Among his people.
就是要把神的百姓建造有一天能够成为属神的子民，能够成为祭司的国度，能够成为圣洁的国民。
So he will build them up to one day they will become the treasure possession, the kingdom of priests and holy nation.
所以我们看到了主，我们也看到了那一道墙。
We see the Lord and we see the wall.
那准绳是什么呢？
What is the plumb line?
那个准绳就是神与以色列人所立的约。
That plumb line is the covenant that the Lord have with the Israelites.
如果以色列人能够按照这个准绳的话，
If the Israelites do things according to this plumb line,
他们能够顺服神所与他们所立的约的话，
If they obey fully the covenant that Lord have with them,
那么他们就能够被建造成为属神的子民，祭司的国度和圣洁的国民。
Then they will be able to build as a treasure possessions of God, the kingdom of priests and holy nation.
但是我们都认识一件事，
But we all know one thing.
就是以色列人不能遵守神的律法。
The Israelites couldn't obey the law.
他们不能够顺服这个准绳。
They couldn't obey the plumb line.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们能够守律法的话，律法能够建造我们。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we obey the law will build us up.
如果我们不能守律法的话，律法就会成为我们的审判。
If we don't obey the law will be our judgment.
因此，当以色列人不能顺从神的律法的时候
，When the Israelites couldn't obey the law of God，
因此神就要来用这个准绳来审判他们。
So God will judge them by this plumb line.
因为神的准绳是公义的，也是圣洁的。
Because God's plumb line is righteousness and justice.
因此，当以色列人不能够遵守这个准绳的时候
，When Israelites couldn't follow the plumb line，
因此神就用量撒玛利亚和亚他家的线砣，拉在耶路撒冷之上。必要插进耶路撒冷，如人插盘，将盘倒扣。
That is why the Lord says, "I will stretch out over Jerusalem the measuring line used against Samaria, and the plumb line used against the house of Ahab. I will wipe out Jerusalem as one wipes a dish, wiping it and turn it upside down."
那个准绳就成为审判以色列家的那个准绳。
The measuring line becomes the plumb line. God judge Israelites.
而那个神的审判就是70年，他们被掳到巴比伦。
The judgment was the 70 years of captivity in Babylon.
在以色列人的面前，他们看见这个准绳是公义的，这个准绳是公平的。
Before Israelites, they see that this plumb line is justice and is righteousness.
因着他们的不顺服，他们就被掳到巴比伦70年。
Because they're disobedient, they were captured in Babylon for 70 years.
但是我们感谢神啊，这个不是那个故事的结尾。
But praise the Lord, this is not the end of the story.
耶利米书就告诉我们。
In book of Jeremiah, it tells us.
他说啊，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后呢，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩典，使你们仍回此地。
And the Lord says, when 70 years are completely from Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to the place.
我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们在末后有指望。
For I know the plan I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you.Plans to give you hope and a future.
神的审判不是让以色列人受灾害，乃是在他们身上要他们的末后能够有指望。
God's judgment is not to harm the Israelites, but for them to find hope and a future.
这个意念是一个赐平安的意念。
This plan is a plan of.Peace,
所以我们看见在旧约里面神用这个准绳来量雅各的时候严厉的管教了雅各。
So when you see in the Old Testament, when God used this plumb line to measure Jacob, he disciplined him severely.
同样的，我们在新约里面看见神用准绳来测量彼得，严厉的来训练彼得。
When we see God used this plumb line to measure Peter, and then he trained Peter's fear.
但是这是要他们在末后能够得到更大的指望。
This is for them to find greater hope in the future.
因此70年之后呢，神就把以色列人带回到耶路撒冷。
So after 70 years, God brought Israelites back to Jerusalem.
因此撒加利亚就写撒加利亚书的时候就这样说。
So Zechariah says,
他说耶和华如此说，现今我回到耶路撒冷要施怜悯，我的殿必重建在其中，准绳必拉在耶路撒冷之上。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Zechariah wrote, "I will return to Jerusalem with mercy, and there my house will be rebuilt, and the measuring line will be stretched out over Jerusalem."
因此，七十年后，这个准绳重新拉在耶路撒冷之上的时候，这个准绳是要让以色列人在幕后有更大的指望。
After 70 years, when this measuring line stretched over Jerusalem is for them to have better hope.
因此，当大卫在他的意象里面他看到准绳的时候
，When David in his vision, when he see this plumb line,
他里面就说：“他说这是用神量给我的地界呢，是坐落在佳美之处的。”
So he says, "The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant place.
大卫看见这个准神乃是要为神的百姓得到一个美好的产业。
And when David see this plumb line, he see this is surely the Lord will let them to have a delightful inheritance.
当亚伯拉罕看到这个准神的时候，他里面也发出了这样一个惊叹。
When Abraham see this plumb line, he was amazed too.
他看到这个准神要带给我们一个有根基的城。
When he saw this plumb line, he said, "This will bring us this city with foundation."
这是神所经营、神所建造的。
This is what God is an architect and a builder.
何西阿也看到这个准神。
Hosea see the same thing.
但是这个何西阿看到这个准神的时候
，When Hosea saw this plumb line，
他看到这个准神是一个慈神，是一个爱所。
He saw this is a court of love and mercy.
他看到这个准神是用来牵引神的百姓的。
He know this plumb line is to lead God's people.
因此，当这个准神重新在耶路撒冷被拉起来的时候
，When this plumb line was stretched out over to Jerusalem again.
这个准神不但是公义和公平的准神。
This plumb line is not only justice and righteousness.
这个准神更是恩慈和怜悯的准神。
It is more is the plumb line of grace and mercy.
我们看到当以西结来看到这个准神的时候。
We see when Ezekiel saw this plumb line.
有一次以西结在异象的里面呢，被神带到以色列地。
One time when Ezekiel was brought to the land of Israel,
神把他摆在一个很高的山上。
In his vision, God put him on a high mountain.
然后在山的南边呢，就有一个城在那个地方。
In the south of the mountain, side of the mountain, there was a he saw a city.
然后以西结看到有一个人，那个脸呢，颜色如铜的。
Then Ezekiel saw a man with appearance of like a bronze.
手上呢拿着麻绳和量度的杆，站在那个城门口。
He was standing at the gateway with a linen cord and a measuring rod in his hand.
同样的，在以西结的异象里面，我们看到同样的三件事。
Same way in the vision of Ezekiel, we see three things.
我们看见那里有神。
We see God.
我们看到那里有墙。
We see a wall.
那个墙就是那一座城。
The wall is that city.
我们也看到那里有准绳。
We see the plumb line.
就是那个麻绳和量度的杆。
That is the linen cord and the measuring rod.
但是以西结还看到了第四件事情。
But Ezekiel saw a fourth thing.
以西结看到还有一个人。
He saw a man.
那个人颜色如铜。
That man was appearance like a bronze.
这个人手上呢拿着那个准绳和量度的杆。
He holds a measuring rod and a linen cord.
撒加利亚也同样的看到同样的异象。
Zechariah saw the same vision.
撒加利亚说：“他说我看见一个人。”
Zechariah says, "I saw a man."
手上呢拿着准绳。
He is holding a measuring line.
弟兄姊妹，是谁拿着那个准绳呢
？Who was the one holds the measuring line?
有什么人有资格来拿这个准绳呢？
Who was qualified to hold the measuring line?
这个准绳是公义和公平的准绳。
This plumb line is the righteousness and justice.
这个准绳又是怜悯和慈爱的准绳。
This plumb line is also a grace and mercy.
有谁有资格能够拿这样的一个准绳在他的手上
？Who is qualified to hold such plumb line?
弟兄姊妹，在地上没有一个人有这样的一个资格。
There's no one is qualified on earth.
没有人有资格能够拿这个准绳。
No one is qualified to hold this measure.
只有一个人有资格拿这个准绳。
Only one is qualified.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
只有主耶稣能够拿这样一个准绳，同时是公义、公平又同时是怜悯和慈爱。
Only the Lord can hold the plumb of righteousness and justice also is kindness and mercy.
因为只有我们的主耶稣配坐这个公义和公平的那个宝座。
Because only our Lord is worthy to sit in throne of justice and righteousness and mercy.
公义和慈爱在他的面前经过。
And a righteousness and justice pass through him.
没有一个人有资格坐这个宝座。
No one is worthy to sit in the throne.
因为是公义和公平的宝座。
Because it's a throne of righteousness and justice.
同时又有怜悯和慈爱诚实在他前面经过。
And then also is passing through kindness and mercy.
因此我们知道这个准绳是握在我们主耶稣的手上的。
So we know this plumb line is in the hand of our Lord Jesus.
这个叫做准绳。
That is called the plumb line.
好，那我们 们现在要问这个准绳怎么会变成空虚呢？
Now we'll ask them, how come this plumb line become a desolation?
这个准绳岂不是代表公义和公平吗？
Is the plumb line is represent the justice?
这个准绳
justice
岂不代表怜悯和诚实吗？
Is this plumb line is the mercy and kindness?
这个怜悯是握在我们主耶稣基督的手中的。
This mercy is in the hand of our Lord Jesus.
那这个准绳如何会成为空虚呢？
And how come this plumb line become desolation?
这个空虚的原因是哪？是为什么呢？
And why it become desolation?
我们先来看这个空虚的准绳是拉在什么地方的。
And now let's see, this plumb line of desolation stretch out in what place?
这个魂臀的线头是拉在什么地方的？
And this plumb line of chaos and it stretched out in what place?
以赛亚告诉我们说，这个空虚的准绳和魂臀的线头是拉在以东之地之上的。
Isaiah told us, this is stretched out in the land of Edom.
为什么在以东之地之上这个准绳变成空虚了呢？
Why this has become the plumb line of desolation over the land of Edom?
因此我们要明白什么是以东。
No, we have to understand what is Edom.
我们要了解什么是以东的话，我们要回到起初，我们要回到以东的起源。
And if we want to understand what is Edom, we have to go to the origin of Edom.
以东的起源就是以扫。
The origin of Edom is Esau.
以扫的后代就是以东。
The descendant of Esau is Edom.
因此，我们要明白以东的时候呢，我们要回到最它的开始，要就是以扫。
If we want to understand Edom, we need to go to the origin, which is Esau.
那为什么在以扫之上所拉的准绳是一个空虚的呢？
Why there is the plumb line of desolation over the land of Esau?
因此，我们要回到以扫的身上。
Go back to Esau.
我们知道圣经上有一句话，我们常常都觉得有一点疑问的。
Sometimes we doubt about one verse in Bible.
就是圣经上那句话说，以扫是我所恨恶的，雅各是我所爱的。
And it is the Lord says, I hate Esau, but I love Jacob.
我相信许多的弟兄姊妹第一次读到那个圣经的时候呢，可能都有一点不明白，为什么这个以扫是神所恨恶的，雅各是神所爱的呢？
Maybe many of you didn't understand when you first read that, and why God hate Esau but love Jacob.
那就是因为有一天，当以扫从田里回来的时候，雅各在熬那个红汤。
That was one day when Esau came back from the country, and then Jacob was cooking the stew.
那以扫是非常的累，所以他就要求要喝这个红汤。
Esau was tired and famine, and he asked Jacob to give him that the lentil stew.
那雅各就说了，那你就把长子的名分卖给我。
So Jacob told him, first you have to sell me your birthright.
那以扫就说了，我现在累昏了，这个长子的名分对我有什么益处呢？
And Esau told him, look, I'm about to die. What good is the birthright to me?
那雅各就说，那你就起誓。
And then Jacob told him, swear to me first.
那以扫就起誓了。
Then Esau swore.
就把他的长子的名分卖给他的兄弟雅各。
So he sold his birthright to his brother Jacob.
然后雅各就把那个面包和汤就给他喝了。
Then Jacob gave Esau some bread and then some lentil stew.
以扫吃了喝了就走了。
Esau drank and eat and he got up and left.
圣经上说以扫轻看他长子的名分。
The Bible tells us this is Esau despised his birthright.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是神为什么恨恶以扫，喜爱雅各的原因。
This is why that God disliked Esau but loved Jacob.
红汤代表看得见的事情。
The lentil stew is something that we can see.
红汤代表暂时的事情。
The lentil stew is things in temporal.
长子的名分是看不见的事情。
The birthright is things that unseen.
长子的名分是代表永远的事情。
The birthright represents eternal.
雅各是重视那个永远的事情。
Jacob, consider the eternal.
雅各在母腹的里面就想夺这个长子的名分。
Jacob wants the birthright even in the womb of his mother.
所以他和以扫是双生的，他就在要跟以扫争谁先出母腹。
So they are twins, though they fight who come out first.
结果那个以扫比较强，所以就以扫先跑出来了。
And then Esau was stronger, so he came out first.
结果雅各人就抓住那个以扫的脚跟呢，就跟着一起跑出来。
And so Jacob and grabbed his heel and come out together.
所以在母腹的里面呢，雅各已经与以扫相争，就是要争这个长子的名分。
In their mother's womb, Jacob is already fight for his birthright.
雅各从来没有忘记这个长子的名分。
He never forget about this birthright.
他的方法是非常错误的。
The way he tried to get it was wrong.
但他的心里面却是重视那个永远的事情。
But in his heart, he cares about that eternity.
这是神所爱的。
That is what God loves.
以扫呢？
What about Esau?
以扫所重视的是眼睛所能够看见的事物。
What Esau cares is that things that seem.
红豆汤是能够看见的。
The lentil stew, that's what he can see.
虽然是暂时的，是能见的。
Even it is temporal, but you can see.
长子的名分是永远的，但是是看不见的。
The birthright is eternal, but it's not seen.
因此在那个时候，他饥饿的时候呢，他的注意摆在这个暂时的事情上。
When he was so hungry, he just focused on things in temporal.
他不顾那永远的事。
He will despise the eternal.
他为了暂时的事，把永远的事情放弃了。
He gave up the things in eternal and for the things in temporal.
这个准神在他的面前是完全空虚的。
So this problem is desolation before him.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当我们这个人把我们的注意力摆在这个地上看得见的事物上的时候，
if we care and we focus on the things on earth that is can be seen,
当我们的注意力摆在这些暂时的事情上的时候，
if we pay our attention on these things in temporal,
在那个当儿准神对于我们是完全空虚的。
During this time, the problem is desolation to us.
虽然我们可能平时我们知道什么是准神，
even though we know what is problem,
虽然我们知道什么是那个准神的要求，
even though we know what's the requirement of that problem,
但是在那一个当儿，
but at the moment,
在以扫饥饿的那个当儿，
at the moment when Esau was famished,
当他眼睛看见那个红汤的那个当儿，
at the moment that he saw the lentil stew,
他把他的注意力摆在那个看得见的事物上，
he only focused on the things that can be seen,
他忘记了那永远的事，
he forgot about the eternal,
那个准神在他的面前就变为空虚了。
So the plumb line become desolation before him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么这个准神会变成空虚。
Dear brothers and sisters, that is why this plumb line became desolation.
不是说这个准神改变了。
It is not the plumb line change.
这个准神是永远不会改变的。
The plumb line will never change.
乃是在这个对在这个以扫的身上，他就看不见这个准神了。
It is for Esau, he just didn't see the plumb line.
好像以色列人读旧约圣经的时候，
It is when the Israelites read the Old Testament.
他们的眼睛上面有一个帕子的。
They have a veil before it. Before
you. 你眼睛里面有个帕子，如何能够看懂圣经呢？
If there is a veil cover your eyes, how can you understand Bible?
为什么会有那个帕子呢？
Why there is a veil?
因为以色列人在地上行走的时候，他们注重的是暂时的事，是眼睛能够看见的事。
Because while Israelites walk on the earth, what they focus on the things that is can be seen.
因此那个帕子就在他们的脸上。
So the veil is on their face.
因此准神虽然在那个地方，
Even though the plumb line was there,
但是准神对他们来讲是空虚的准神。
But the plumb line for them is desolation.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做空虚的准神呢？
And dear brothers and sisters, what is the plumb line of desolation?
就是我们虽然知道准神，但是准神对于我们的生活不发生影响力的。
That is, we know the plumb line, but this plumb line has nothing to do to our life.
如果准神对我的生活没有任何的影响力的话，这个准神对我是空虚的准神。
If the plumb has nothing to do with our life, and then this is just a desolation.
我们来看一个旧约的例子。
Let us see an example in Old Testament.
我们知道在旧约里面有一次撒母耳对以扫说非常清楚的话。
We know in the Old Testament
Samuel对扫罗说非常清楚的话。
And then Samuel told King Saul very clearly.
撒母耳对扫罗说呢，他说你先到基甲去，等我到那里的时候献那个燔祭和平安祭，你要等候七天呢，等我到那里的时候呢，才可以行这事。
Samuel told Saul, "Go down ahead of me to Gilgal. I will surely come down to you to sacrifice burnt offering and fellowship offerings. But you must wait 7 days until I come to you and tell you what you are to do."
撒母耳的话呢，是非常的清楚的。你等我七天。
It was very clear that Samuel told Saul, "Wait for me for 7 days."
这个就是那个准绳非常清楚的。That
was the plumb line. It was clear.
这个扫罗知不知道这个准绳呢?
Was Saul know the plumb line?
当然他知道。
Of course he knew.
所以他就在那里等，等了一天，等了两天，等了三天。
So he was waited for 1 to 3 days.
一直等到第七天。
And wait until the 7th day.
表示这个扫罗知道这个准绳的。It
means that he knew the plumb line.
如果他不知道准绳，他就不会等那七天。
If he didn't know the plumb line, he wouldn't wait for 7 days.
但是在他等候的时候呢，发现非利士人聚集在他的周围。
But while he was waiting, and he saw the Philistines assembled around them.
车有3万辆。
Oh, they have 300 chariots.
马兵有6000,
6,000 horsemen.
步兵像海边的沙一样多。
The soldiers are numerous as the sand of the seashore.
一方面呢，准绳是非常清楚，要等七天。
On the one hand, he knows the plumb line, he needs wait for 7 days.
但是呢，突然之间呢，这个菲利士人在他的周围聚集这么多人。
But all of a sudden, the Philistines is gathered around them.
以色列人看到菲利士人非常害怕。
So the Israelites were threatened.
有的藏在山洞里面，有的藏在树林里面，有的藏在石穴里面。
Some of them hide on the caves and thistles among the rocks and in the pits and the cisterns.
甚至有些人就干脆过约旦河逃到基列去了。
Even some of them, they crossed the river of Jordan, they went to Gilgal.
到了第七天的时候呢，撒母耳还没有出现。On
the 7th day, Samuel didn't show up.
这个时候，扫罗看一看他的百姓呢，也离开他而去了。And
then the people left Saul.
所以就在这一个当儿，这个扫罗的眼目呢，是注重在这个非利士人的身上和以色列的百姓的身上。At
that moment, Saul focused on the Philistines and his people.
这个准绳就变空虚了。That
plumb line became desolation.
因此他就献祭了。Then
he started to sacrifice.
虽然他知道，撒母耳说他不可以献祭了。Even
Samuel told him, "You should not offer a burnt offering."
他刚献完祭，撒母耳就出现。Then
he just offered the offering, and then Samuel showed up.
然后撒母耳就跟他说呢，你的国位不会存到永远的。And
then the Samuel told him, "Your kingdom will not last forever."
神已经拣选他合他心意的人，要来继承你的这位置。God
has already chosen the one who followed His heart, and will be the successor of you.
这个扫罗原来是知道那个准绳的。
Saul knew the plumb line.
那个准绳是非常清楚的。
It was clear to him.
但是当他把他的眼目注重在他当时所能看见的那些难处的时候，
But when he focused on the difficulties that he faced,
突然之间啊，这个准绳是空虚的。
All of a sudden, the plumb line was desolate.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们今天主要一同思想的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we should to think of for today's life.
神的准绳在我们中间是非常清楚的。
It is clear that God's plumb line among us.
当我们每个主日来到这里的时候，我们听主的话，那是主的准绳。
Each Sunday we come here to hear the words of God, that is the plumb line.
当我们礼拜五晚上与弟兄姊妹在一起读圣经的时候，神再把那个准绳摆在我们中间。
Every Friday when we come here to read Bible, and God placed the palm line before us again.
更宝贵的，神把圣灵摆在我们每一个人的心中。
More preciously, as God put Holy Spirit dwells in us.
而圣灵在我们心中常常来提醒我们什么是神的要求和神的准绳。
We were reminded by the Holy Spirit what is the standard, what is the palm line of God.
因此今天神把他的准绳清清楚楚摆在我们的面前，更摆在我们的心里。
God clearly placed his palm line before us and in our hearts.
在今天的时代，准绳是在外面的，但是在新约的时代，准绳不但是在外面的，更在我们的心里。
In the Old Testament, the palm line is outwardly, but in the New Testament, not only in outwardly, but inwardly.
但是同样的，如果在我们生活当中，我们遇见一个难处的时候，在那个当儿，我们把我们的眼目完全注重在那个看得见的暂时的事物当中的时候，这个准绳就会变成空虚的。
Same to us. If we focus on the circumstances, on the hardships we are encounter, and this plumb line will become desolation to us.
神的准绳在那个当儿不能够影响我们的生活，也不能够影响我们的决定。
At such moment, the plumb line of God, the standard of God, will not have influence on our lives.
如果神的准绳不能够影响我们生活中的决定的话，那个准绳就是空虚的。
If God's standard will not lead us to make decision, then that plumb line is desolation.
哦，我们怎么样来运用这件事情
？And then how do we use this in our daily life?
举个比较实际的例子，我们大家能够运用。
I will give you an example so that we can practice.
我们每一个人都知道，我们是葡萄树上的枝子。
We all know we are the branches on the vine.
主是葡萄树，我们是枝子。我们离开了主，我们就不能做什么。
He is the vine, we are the branches. Depart from him, we cannot do anything.
大家应该知道这一句圣经。
We all know this verse.
因为就写在那个 fellowship hall 那个墙壁上。
It was on the wall in the fellowship hall.
所以我们每个礼拜都看到那句话。
We see it every week.
我们都知道，我们离开了主就不能做什么。
We all know that depart from the Lord, we cannot do anything.
我们又知道所有属灵的事物都是主亲自做的。
We know all the spiritual things are the Lord does himself.
人是不能够成就属灵的事的。
We cannot accomplish spiritual things.
因此我们因为所有的事情只要是属灵的事，我们都要带到主的面前，与弟兄姊妹一同来祷告。
All the spiritual things we have together,before the Lord, we have to pray with all the saints.
这个是那个准绳，我们都非常的清楚。
That is a plumb line, we all are clear about it.
但是在我们的生活的里面呢，我们每一个人都有许许多多的事物的。
But in our lives, we have many things to do.
有的时候是工作上的忙碌。
And then sometimes we're busy at work.
有的时候是家庭里面的事物。
Sometimes it's house business.
还有一些我们许许多多各式各样的事在我们身上。
We have all kind of things has to handle.
因此当我们在决定说我们到底今天要不要去与圣徒一同祷告的时候，
When we decide should I go to pray with all saints,
那个当然我们所注意的是我周围的这些事物呢，还是神的准绳呢？
Is that at that moment do you focus on the things around you or the plumb line of God?
是这些暂时的事呢，还是永远的事呢？
Is the things in temporal or things in internal?
如果我们的眼目是注重暂时的事，
If we focus on things in temporal,
那这个准绳对我们就没有影响力了。
The plumb line has no influence to our life.
那个准绳对我们来讲是完全空虚的。
The plumb line is desolate to us.
弟兄姊妹，我非常明白今天我们在这个世界上生活里面的忙碌。
I understand how busy we are when we live on earth.
我也跟大家一样的忙碌的。
I'm as same busy as you.
我记得我曾经有几年呢，我有三个孩子在高中的。
Once I have three kids in high school.
三个人同时在高中的。
Three kids in high school at the same time.
你知道孩子上高中的是比以前很忙很多的。
You know, the high schoolers are busier than they were in middle school.
有一个孩子上高中呢，已经够你忙了。
You're busy enough. You have one kid in high school.
那如果你有三个孩子同时在高中的话呢？那你真的是很忙的。
What about if you have three kids at in high school? You're really busy.
有很多很多的事的。
You have a lot to do.
那学校里面有很多的这个家长的活动的。
You have a lot of activities for parents.
那个孩子也有很多他的课外活动的。
The children have its own actual curriculum activities.
有一天我大儿子在跟我说
One time my oldest son told me
我看他那个时候呢非常的努力每天回家呢非常自动的拿着他的那个 cello 就一直练习
He worked so hard to practice his cello
从来没有这么认真过怎么会每天回来第一件事情就是拉 cello 拉个一个小时
He never been so seriously to do something. So every day, first time he came home is to practice his cello.
他还会跟我讲。
Then he told me.
他说：“爸爸，我呢，今年呢，有一点希望能够到那个州里面去竞赛。”
He said, "Dad, there is a kind of hope that I can go compete in the state."
我呢，说不定呢，可以呢，进入那个 all state 的 cello。
Maybe I can be in the competition in the all state.
但是呢，我觉得我还差一点。
But I'm not good enough.
那我呢，需要找一个比较专业的人来教我一下。
I need find an expert.
学校老师不能帮助我的。
My teacher at school couldn't help me.
我找一个人呢，他是专业的人呢，他给我指点一下。
I need find a teacher who's in the profession.
你能说不吗
Can I say no?
还没有一个做父亲的能够说不。
No father can say no.
所以我说好。
I say okay.
所以呢，每个礼拜我带他去找一个专业的人，特别的来教他这个 cello.
So every week I took him to a cello teacher and to teach him.
带他去，在那边等他。
I took him there. I waited for him over there.
然后我带他回来。
And I took him home.
后来过了一段时间呢。
After a while,
我小孩子有天来找，又跟我讲。
My youngest son came to me.
我看他是也是非常认真的，每天回来啊，哎，好像拿了一个球在那个 driveway 上的乒乓打一个小时。
He worked very hard to play basketball.
Yeah.
To play basketball.In our driveway.
有一天他就跟我讲，他说：“爸爸，我这个，我觉得我可以进 varsity 的。”
One day he told me, "Dad, I have a hope to enter into."
这是校队了。
Oh, okay, the school team.
但是呢，我觉得我还差一点点。
But I'm not good enough.
但是呢，学校这老师不能教我。
But my teacher at school couldn't teach me.
我要找一个专业的人来教我。
I need.Find a basketball player to teach me.
那作为一个父亲的，你说什么呢
？What I can say as a father.
他就找了一个以前打过那种职业的篮球的人。
Then we found a teacher for me who was played in NBA.
所以他那一半呢，要带他呢到那个地方去，跟那个 coach 一对一的练习。
So we took him to that coach and then practiced one-on-one.
然后再带他回来。
And I took him back home.
弟兄姊妹，谁？你们哪一个人这还有为孩子找一个篮球的教练吗
？How many of you find a basketball coach for your child?
所以事情还不够多嘛
？Is that busy enough?
但是到了礼拜三或礼拜二晚上的时候
，When it's Wednesday and Tuesday evening.
如果我注意我周围我身上我该做的事情我怎么能够去祷告会呢
If I focus on things that I have to do, how can I go to prayer meeting?
弟兄姊妹如果我把我的注意力摆在我周围我该做的这些事情的上呢那你永远在祷告会上看不见我的
If I focus on what I have to do, and then you will never see me in the prayer meeting.
那我怎么样才能够去祷告会呢
And how can I go to the prayer meeting?
我必须要把这些所有的事物呢拿起来摆在那个永恒的里面来看一下
I have to place all these things that I have to do in, before the things that leads to eternity
今天晚上我要去祷告这件事情
I have to go to pray for this.
跟我其他所有的事情来比较，哪一件事情最重要？
Compares all things, which one is the is more important?
如果我是注重这个暂时的事情的话呢，那我是去不了了。
If I focus on things in temporal, I cannot go to the prayer meeting.
但是如果我想到有一天我站在那基督的审判的台前的时候，我再来回想这些事情的话，那非常清楚的。
If I think about one day I will stand before the judgment seat, and then I think what happened today, that is very clear.
那个决定是很容易的。
That is easy to make decision.
因为在基督审判台前那一天的话，这其他的事情都没有那么重要。
Before the judgment seat of Christ, all things are not important.
那如果在那一天不重要的事情，今天呢也是不重要的事情。
If it's not important on that judgment day, then it's not important for today.
如果在那一天，在基督审判台前那一天重要的事情，今天呢也是重要的事情。
If things important before the judgment, and then it is important for today.
如果我能够这样的来想一下的话
，If I have to think about this way,
那非常清楚。
It is clear.
不需要人勉强的。
I don't have people to force me.
这是非常容易决定的一件事。
It is easy to make decision.
当你这样来想的时候呢，那个准绳是清楚的不得了。
When you think up this way, the plumb line is very clear.
因此，我们需要知道说，这有一个暂时，有一个永远。
So we need to know if this is one thing temporal and things eternal.
如果我们的眼目是注重这个暂时的话呢，那个准绳是空虚的。
If we focus on these things in temporal, the plumb line is desolation.
如果我们的眼目是注重这个永远的话，那个准绳是非常清楚的。
If our eyes fix on the things in eternal, the plumb line is clear.
因此，那个准绳就能够影响我们今天在生活中的这些决定。
So the plumb line will have the impact on our decisions we have to make today.
这个时候那条准绳在我们的上面呢是非常非常清楚。
Then this plumb line will be very clear to us.
我再举一个例子。
Another example.
这我们每年都有夏令会啊。
We have summer conference.
夏令会呢总是在六月的第二个周末。
It's always on the second weekend of in June.
为什么要在第二个周末呢
？Why is the second weekend of June?
因为只有在第二个周末呢，所有的学区都结束了。
Now only in that weekend, all the school districts is ended.
因为我们的孩子不是只有一个 school district， 有好几个的。
Because my kids is they're
不是我们
oh our kids is in different school district.
我们有four band 的哈，有这个 Katy 的，还有这个 Belair 的，那还有 Austin 的。
We have kids in Fort Bend, Belair, Austin, Katy, etc.
所以要让每一个学期都结束的时候呢，我们才能够有夏令会。
We have to start a conference when all the school ended.
因此呢，有的时候呢，为了要等最后一个学期呢，学期结束，所以有的学期结束以后呢，还有一个礼拜或者一个礼拜多。
And then some school districts has one week earlier to end the semester. Some is one week later.
在孩子小的时候呢，我们那个时候大概每两年我们会回到远东一次。
When our kids were young, we go back to
远东 Far East.
Far East every other year.
我相信我们当中很多的人也都是这样。我们希望隔一段时间我们能够全家能够回远东去。
I think same way. I think after a while we want to go back to our own to visit our family.
你知道吗？航空公司也知道这件事情的。
You know the airline company know this too.
他也知道我们这些人都是要等到孩子放学啊，放假了以后我们就会回去。所以呢，他在那个孩子放学以后呢，他就把那个票价呢要提高啊。
They know we will go back visit our family during the summer vacation, so they will raise up the price.
所以那个时候呢，我们就发现了这个票价提高以后呢，每一张票价都好几百块钱呢。
And then after they raise the price, each price will you have to pay a couple of hundred more for each ticket.
那像我们这一家六个人的
，We have six people in my family.
那你这个乘上六的话呢，现在差不多要2000块钱呢。
And you times six is almost $2,000.
那如果我早一点 回去的话呢，我在那个票价这个提高以前我回去的话呢，哎，我可以省2000块钱呢。
If I go back, before they raise the price, I can save, about $2,000.
那如果我等到参加夏令会以后我再回远东的话呢，我要多花2000多块钱。
If I go back after the summer conference, I have to pay $2,000 more.
No, 这件事情我怎么决定呢？
How do I make decision?
我可以注重这个暂时的。
I can pay attention on things in temporal.
我可以注重这个两千块钱对我的影响。
And then I can focus on what that $2,000 can do.
我也可以把这两千块钱带到主耶稣基督审判的台前去想一想。
I can also bring this $2,000 to the judgment seat and to think about it.
这两千块钱有一天在基督审判的台前值多少呢？
How much does it worth before the judgment seat?
我把这两千块钱拿到基督审判的台前以后，我发现那个两千块钱不值任何的金，不值分文。
When I bring this $2,000 before the judgment seat, I see there is no value.
因此那个决定是非常简单的。
So it's easy to make the decision.
非常容易的。
It's easy to make the decision.
没有什么好挣扎的。
There is no argument and no struggling.
因为在那个 eternity, 在永远的里面，这两千块钱是没有价值的。
Because in eternity, this $2,000 has no value at all.
如果在永恒的里面没有价值的，在今天也就不应该有价值。
If there's no value in eternity, then there is no value today.
因此呢，这个决定是非常容易的。
So this is easy to make the decision.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们能够这样来做决定的话，那个准神在我们的面前是非常清楚。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we make decision in such way, the plumb line is clear to us.
如果不是这样的话，
if we don't do this way,
每一次我们要做决定的时候，
each time we try to make decision,
我们就想到那个面前的那个事物。
We all focus on things before us.
无论是我们的忙碌，或者是这个金钱的差别。
And if it's maybe it's our business or it's the difference of the money.
那个准神就变空虚了。
Then that plumb line is desolation.
所以这实在在我们的生活里面是个非常重要的一件事。
This is important to our life.
刚才我们唱的诗歌说：“这个世界非我家。”
The hymn we just sang is "This world is not my home."
我们不过是一个客人就是
了。We're just passing by.
我们是一个客旅就是了。
We're just passing by.
我所珍爱的财宝呢，是远藏在高天的深处。
The treasure that is laid up somewhere beyond the blue.
天门为我打开，天使为我来迎，我何能再贪爱这个世界为我家？
The heaven is open door for me. How can I still feel at home on this world?
如果你今天晚上住在一个旅馆里面，明天早上你就要离开了。
If we stay in the hotel tonight and you're going to leave tomorrow,
你会不会特别的在乎那个旅馆里面那天晚上对你的服务是好还是不好？
Do you really care the service is good or not in that evening?
如果你明天早上就要离开了这个旅馆，你会不会特别在意那个旅馆里面的食物是好还是不好？
If you have to leave tomorrow morning, do you really care is the food good or not?
如果你明天早上就要离开那个旅馆的话，那个旅馆的床是不是完全能够满足你的需要？你会不会那么介意？
Do you really care if you leave tomorrow morning? Do you really care if the bed is comfortable to you?
一个客旅，他对很多事情他的看法是不一样的。
As a passenger, you see things in a different perspective.
我这个世界如果是我们的家的话，我们对这个世界的看法是不一样的。
If we regard this world as our home, then we do things in a different way.
如果我们在这个世界上真是做客旅，我们认为这个世界不是我们的家，我们对这个世界的看法也有不同。
If we regard ourselves as a sojourner on this earth, then we do things in a different perspective.
再过几个礼拜呢，我在现在这个公司就做满34年。
I will be working my company 34 years. A few weeks later.
所以呢，对我来讲呢，在这个地上的工作呢，我几乎已经快要走到尽头了。
For me, this is the end of my career on earth.
所以我可以说我是从后面呢往前面看。
So I'm seeking from the end to front.
今天我们很多弟兄姊妹呢，可能是在三分之一的地方呢，有的人在二分之一的地方呢，我呢可能是95%的地方呢。
In your career life, maybe you are on the third of the journey, or maybe you are in the beginning of the third. For me, it's the end of my career.
所以当我从回来看，在地上的这些年日的时候呢，我就能够发现呢，这个世界不是我的家。
When I look back from all these years, I see this world is not my home.
那你说，那你什么时候发现的？
And then you probably will ask me, when did you discover this?
是不是昨天晚上想想说，哎呀，这世界不是我的家了？
Is it last night you think about it? Oh, this world is not my home.
是不是五年以前我突然觉悟了，原来这个世界不是我的家？
Is it 5 years ago? All of a sudden I understand this.
还是十年以前呢？我突然发现了，我这世界不是我的家了。
Oh, 10 years ago I found this world is not my home.
弟兄姊妹，不是的。
It is not like that.
在我开始上班以前，我就有一个认识，这个世界不是我的家。
Before I started my career, I know this world is not my home.
我们必须要有这个认识，这个世界不是我的家。
We have to understand this world is not our home.
如果你没有这样的真实的认识，有一天呢，你就发现了，你就被这个世界捆绑住了。
If you don't have such understanding, one day you will discover that you are entangled in this world.
很容易把我们捆绑在一起的。
We will be tied up to this world.
你需要常常要提醒自己，这个世界不是我的家。
We have to be reminded very often this world is not our home.
如果你能够认识这个世界不是你的家的话，你就不会被这个世界缠住的。
If you know you're not, this world is not your home, you will not be entangled by this world.
就我们每天在这工作的里面，每一天这工作都要来捆绑我们。
Like we are at work, our work, it's tied us up.
所以我们需要常常知道说，我到底是活在暂时的里面呢，还是我要活在永远的里面？
We have to remind ourselves, do we live in things in temporal or in eternity?
如果我活在暂时的里面的话，我是会活被这个世界捆绑的。
If I live in temporal, I will be bonded by this world.
你对这个整神的知识再多，也对你没有帮助的。
No matter how much knowledge about the plumb line, it's useless to you.
今天不是说我们对这个准神的认识有多少的问题啊。
And we don't have problem for the understanding of the plumb line.
如果我们每一个礼拜来这里，我们对这个准神的认识增加很多，但是这个准神在我生活里面不能对我发生影响的话，这个准神还是空虚的。
If we know even more about this plumb line, but this has nothing to do our life, then this is a desolation to us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里开始聚会的时候
，And when I started, when we,
对我们
when we start the gathering here.
那个时候我们在后面那个楼上一上楼左边第一间，那就是我们主日聚会的地方。
And it was our sanctuary is the first room upstairs when you turn right.
When you go up upstairs, first one on the left.
Okay, oh, first one on the left when you go upstairs.
那就是我们伯比的地方。
That is the place. That is the room for us to have a communion service.
那个是我们信息聚会的地方。
And then that is our message.
当我们聚会的时候，那时候我是27岁。
I was 27.
所以今天很多人呢、啊。年龄都超过27岁了哈。
Many of you are older than 27.
所以那个时候呢，神给我们一些年纪差不多的人一起在服侍。
At that time, the Lord gave us our peers about the same age. We served the Lord together.
然后过一段时间以后，我们都生了孩子了。
And then after a while, we all have kids.
那有了孩子怎么办呢
？What do we do after we have kids？
那我们不服侍了吗？
Do we not to serve?
那我不服侍谁服侍
？If I don't serve, then who is going to serve?
大家都有孩子。
We all have children.
如果有孩子都不服侍的话，没有人服侍。
If the people who have children do not serve, then nobody serve.
所以我们每一个人都服侍。
So we all served.
孩子不是一个问题。
Children is not the problem.
这些年日，这是一个极大的一个祝福。
This is a great blessing in all these years.
那些弟兄姊妹从来不会被任何事情影响他的服侍。
All these brothers and sisters never be stopped serving the Lord.
如果你的孩子不能影响你的服侍，不能拦住你的服侍，没有一件事情可以拦住你的服侍。
If your children will not stop you to serve the Lord, and nothing can stop you to serve the Lord.
就非常感谢主。 当时在那里服侍的弟兄姊妹，这些弟兄姊妹从来没有停止过服侍。
I thank the Lord, the brothers and sisters who served the Lord back then, they never stopped to serve the Lord.
一直到今天。
Till today.
有孩子，没有孩子，多少孩子，都不是问题。
There's a, you have children, you don't have children. How many children do you have? This is not the question.
不是孩子的问题了。
It is not a question about you
have children. 是暂时和永远的问题了。
It is the question about in, temporal or eternal.
如果我们常常活在永远的里面，
If we live in eternity,
在暂时里面这些事都不是我们的拦阻。
And all the things in temporal are, is not going to stop us.
如果我们活在暂时的里面，
If we live in things in temporal,
每一件事情都是我们的拦阻。
Each single thing is the hindrance to us.
身体上一点小的事情也是成为我们的拦阻。
Even we have a little minor sickness.
工作上的一个难处也成为我们的拦阻。
There is a hard time at work.
在孩子身上有一件事情也成为我们的拦阻。
There's things on our children.
每一件事都成为我们的拦阻。
Each single thing will become the hindrance.
那个时候，这个准神就空虚了。
Then.The plumb line is desolation.
所以我们感谢神，神说呢，这个准神呢是拉在耶路撒冷之上的。
We thank the Lord. The Lord says this plumb line may stretch out over Jerusalem.
让我们能够回到这个哥林多后书里面，告诉我们说看见的都是暂时的。
Let us to go back to Second Corinthians. It says, and then everything that we can be seeing are temporal.
所不见的。那是永远的。
The things that unseen is eternal.
我们要顾念那看不见的事。
We have to focus on things that unseen.
不要顾念那个看得见的事。
Do not focus on things that is can be seen.
如果我们是这样的话，那神的准绳在我们身上是非常清楚的。
If we follow this, then God's plumb line is very clear to us.
而这个清楚的准绳能够影响我们的生活。
And this plumb.Line will be influenced in our lives clearly.
但愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His own word.
祝福我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
And then bless all brothers and sisters.
能够在生活的里面，能够看见我们要顾念那个看不见的事。
And then to let us to know that we have to focus on things that is not seen.
那我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，到今天是仍然是没有放弃你的儿女。
And we thank you that you still didn't give us up.
因此，你常常愿意向我们说话。
So that's why you speak to us very often.
我们把今天这些话语摆在你的面前。
We place the words from today before you.
主啊，如果你认为是好，主啊，你让我们记得这些话。
It is good to please you. Let us to remember those words.
让圣灵在我们的心中常常来提醒我们。
The Holy Spirit reminds us to our hearts.
什么是暂时的？什么是永远的
？What is temporal? What is eternal?
主要给我们有属灵的智慧。
Give us the wisdom of revelation.
能够分辨哪些事是暂时的，哪些事是永远的。
Give us discernment to know what is temporal, what is eternal.
把这个智慧的灵放在我们的心中。
Give us the wisdom of revelation.
让我们不常常活在那个暂时和所看得见的事的里面。
That is not often live in things that is temporal and it is can be seen.
让我们能够活在那个所不见的事的里面。
Let us live in things that is cannot be seen.
主啊，我们在这个世界上的年日是不多了。
Our days are not much left.
我们何等盼望，主啊，你在我们身上能够按着准绳，有更多更美好的建造。
And then how we hope that you can have beautiful.Building up according to your own plan.
让我们真的能够成为那一道墙。
So that we can be the wall.
让我们真的成为那君尊的祭司，那个圣洁的国度。
Become the kingdom of priests and holy nation.
让你的心能够得到满足。
And to please your heart.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.